Okay, so this exercise is called detached observation. So closing your eyes, just take a few long deep breaths in through your nose if that feels comfortable, and out through your mouth. Nice long deep slow breaths. And all the way out. Another deep, long, slow breath, feeling it deep into your lungs, feeling your ribs slowly expand, breathing nice and deep and slow, and letting that breath fully exhale. And when you think you've exhaled all the breath, see if there's any more to exhale, fully empty, and then taking another long, slow, deep breath in. So as you continue to breathe nice and deep and slow, I just want to talk about mindful, detached observation. So you and I both know feelings come and go. Anxious thoughts come and go. What bothered you last month, the month before, worries you today in a different way, to a different degree. What bothered you a year from now, earlier, bothers you less and in a different way today. Feelings and thoughts change. And this is part of the human experience. By practicing mindful, detached observation, we can change the way we view distressing thoughts and feelings. We can step outside of them. We can look at them, observe them, and we can change the whole experience. So right now, I'd like you to notice any distress you might be experiencing, uncomfortable thoughts and feelings, perhaps associated with worry about symptoms in your underarm. And just allow those thoughts, those feelings, those physical sensations to ebb and flow. Allow them to be whatever they are. See them, feel them in your body, notice them, label them. Without making them good or bad or right or wrong, just take a step back from them as if you're watching yourself from outside, looking in, looking through a window, looking through a doorway. You're observing yourself, experiencing anxiety, sensations of anxiety, fear or sadness. You see the feelings in your body from outside. You see the impulses, the urge to call or check or make an appointment. And name them. There is worry. There is sadness. There is frustration. There is fear. Name them. Name the heaviness or the anxiousness in your chest or your tummy. Notice it and name it. Now stepping out again, outside, looking in, observe your experience with curiosity, like you're a scientist observing yourself, studying yourself, as if you were a subject in your experiment, with curiosity, interest, intrigue, not judgment, shame, or ridicule, but a calm curiosity, accepting what is, accepting what you notice, what you see, accepting the feelings in the body. And the longer you watch, the longer you label, the longer you notice with mindful, detached observation and acceptance, notice how it helps change the experience. You grow more detached. You grow less reactive. Less reactive to the inevitable triggers that come up in life. And as you watched with detached observation, breathe through it, release it, and notice what changes. Visualize you outside, coaching you inside, to engage in the behavior you want. Visualize the ideal behavior, the ideal response. Coach the positive self-talk that supports this desired response. Possible statements like, I can handle it, this too shall pass, I can ride out this wave, I can be accepting, I can distract myself, this too shall pass. Whatever messages support that ideal response, coach yourself now. So whenever in this situation, you'll stop, you'll breathe, you'll label the emotions, the thoughts, the behaviors, the sensations in your body, step out of the room, look in, observe, label, coach yourself. Name the idealized behavior, idealized response, and the positive coping statements that'll help you, trusting that these calming behaviors, this coaching, this fundamental belief that this too shall pass, and it will, as it has, as many other things have passed by in the past. It lessened in intensity, dissipated, and dissolved.